Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Ang pagkuha ng trabaho ay isang mahalagang hakbang para sa mga refugee na lumipat sa isang bagong bansa. Ito ay isang mahirap na gawain, ngunit naging medyo madali sa pamamagitan ng isang espesyal na eksibisyon na nagbibigay ng oportunidad upang makakilala ng mga potensyal na taga-empleyo sa mga kararating na mga naghahanap ng trabaho. Narito ang ulat ni Helen Isbister na isinalin sa Wikang Filipino. Nang dumating ang refugee ng Syria na si Ehab Abshara sa Australia noong Marso, hindi na siya nag-aksaya ng oras sa paghahanap ng trabaho. Ang paghahanap ng trabaho ay nagpatunay na mahirap.
Most of the application I sent online via the employment websites, they just got rejected immediately. I don't know why, but like I did some interviews and the feedback varies between each interview. But online it's like a little bit hopeless.
Ngunit sa tulong ng isang bagong refugee employment service, nakakuha siya ng 2 taon na kontrata sa Google.
Actually, getting job at Google was like a dream come true. Like since I was in Syria studying, like this is the ultimate dream. I'm very looking forward to it, and I think it will open a lot of opportunities for me in the future.
Abot kamay din ang pagtulong ni Abshara sa mga kararating na mga naghahanap ng trabaho sa unang Refugee Employment Information Expo. Ang kaganapan ay idinaos ngayong Linggo sa timog kanlurang suburb ng Liverpool sa Sydney.
Do you want a job? Come, let's talk to us.
Tinawag bilang one-stop shop para sa mga refugee na nagnanais matuto kung paano pumasok sa puwersa ng trabaho sa Australia, ang mga sumali ay nakipag-usap sa mga grupo ng suporta, ahensya ng gobyerno at mga lokal na taga-empleyo. Sinabi ng Coordinator General ng New South Wales para sa Refugee Resettlement na si Peter Shergold, naroon ang pagnanais magtrabaho, gayunman ang mga hadlang.
You can feel the positive vibe of refugees who above all else want to find employment, want to build careers, want to set up businesses. And that's the real challenge because we know the challenge is you often don't have the level of English you want. It's really hard getting overseas experience and qualifications accepted. You've come out of traumatic environments, but you want to become self-sufficient. You don't want to live on welfare. And you just see people coming into this expo and working with employers who are happy to provide employment.
Sinabi ni Terry Wilson ng programa ng Refugee Employee Support, ang paghahanap ng trabaho ay ang pinaka-kritikal na parte ng proseso ng paninirahan.
Until you have found that job, you don't really have that purpose. You know, what am I doing here? You feel like you're a contributing member of society and you really feel like this is home once you've landed that first job.
Para sa Iraqi refugee na si Sant Shamoon, ang pagkuha ng trabaho sa Woolworths ay kapaki-pakinabang kaysa sa pagdala ng paycheck sa tahanan.
It's an amazing experience actually. It's very nice community there. Like they're more like a family, not just anyone you can work with. And the job itself is very nice, very very comfortable.
Halos 500 refugee ang dumalo sa expo. Sinabi din ni Terry Wilson ng Refugee Employment Support Program, iilan sa mga dumalo ay nakakuha ng mabilis na resulta.
Yes, we have one employer who called us, said that he's looking for 60 staff wanting to start work tomorrow. So it might not be that we'll find all 60 staff for here today, but there's definitely people who are going to be walking out of here today. With that opportunity, at least an interview, and that first opportunity to get that first job in Australia.
Sabi ni Peter Shergold ng Refugee Settlement, ang pagbigay sa mga refugee ng trabaho sa New South Wales ay posible.
We can do this. Even last year, when New South Wales took in over 11,000 refugees, many more than normal, that's still really only 3,000 people looking for employment. You look at the growth in New South Wales and in Sydney, we can do that. And of course, to the extent that we can get people into employment, then they become self-reliant. And as we know from 50 years of experience, many will go on to set up businesses and employ other Australians.
Pakinggan ang iba- iba pang mga tampok na kwento sa inyong wika, bisitahin ang sbs.com.au/Filipino.